From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The mortgage crisis has wreaked havoc on lenders, homeowners, realtors, even construction crews. But we're going to tell you about one group of workers that is faring well, locksmiths. For them, these are boom times. NPR's Laura Sullivan spent a day with a locksmith, and she found despite the bonanza of work, it takes a toll.
Ram Banag all but lives in his white van. Early morning till late at night and through the weekend, he follows a map from one house to another, an entire locksmith shop strapped to the floor behind him.
Allentown to Rose Valley and turn right.
Banag turns into the cul-de-sac he's looking for. Lately, he's become almost a connoisseur of Washington, D.C.'s suburbs.
It's a decent-looking neighborhood. Brick facade, yeah. Bad. Nice big yards, too.
At the entrance is a large sign. Banag smirks as he reads it out loud.
Last chance, only the model left to sell.
The model is clearly not the only house in this subdivision left to sell. There are lots of houses for sale. Banag pulls into the driveway of a large brick front home with brass fixtures on the lawn and a three-car garage on the side. It's a foreclosure, like all the homes on his list. And that means the job is just a little bit harder.
Watch this!
There's nothing subtle about the way Banag enters the house. It's like he lives here. He opens every closet and door.
Whenever I do a foreclosure, I always check the house.
Why?
I don't want to be down on my knees working on a door and have somebody that's in that house sneak up behind me. I don't want to get shot.
He laughs, but by the pace he's moving through the house, you can tell he's serious. Recently, two of his co-workers were surprised by evicted homeowners. One of the locksmiths ended up in a fist fight. He looks a little unnerved as he pauses with his tools in the hallway.
Somebody's been in and out of here and walking around, too, before us. You see all the drywall they tracked through?
That's not supposed to happen. When a bank takes possession of a home, they usually send Banag out to the house within hours or days. They don't want homeowners coming back, deciding maybe they can get a few bucks for the fridge. And that seems to have happened here.
Look at this. Fridge is gone. Dishwasher's gone. Look, they ripped the carpet out. This is the tack.
And there's another reason the banks send Banag fast. People who have been kicked out of their homes are not always the best visitors.
They try to destroy it. I've seen houses where they try to set the place on fire first. Oh, where do you get up here?
On the top floor, the ceiling of the master bedroom has caved in from what appears to be water damage. The floor is starting to buckle. Even the toilet paper is moldy. Whether it's sabotage or a burst pipe, there's no way to know. Banag quickly replaces the locks and heads out. On his way down the street, he passes several houses he worked on a couple weeks ago.
See this wooden fence? This house right here I foreclosed on.
He says it bothers him that he can't figure out why some families make it and others fail.
There's no rhyme nor reason to it. I mean, we've done nice houses in Gaithersburg down to, you know, duplexes in the ghetto. It's just, this house now belongs to the bank.
As he pulls up to a two-story colonial east of the city, he sighs.
House is already outside.
An eviction team is hauling dressers, mattresses, tables out onto the front lawn.
Sheriff's already gone, too.
There's a microwave, toaster oven, bed frame, and couch. The owners have until tomorrow to pick the items up, or a junk hauler will take them to the dump. Inside, Banag finds even more stuff.
Big house full of trash.
Like most homes Banag works on, the power's been cut, which means the alarm system is constantly beeping. He tries to ignore it, but sometimes, house after house, it all but drives him crazy. He hoists himself up and yanks the alarm off the ceiling. In the kitchen, a co-worker is replacing the back door locks below a smoke detector.
You got this, John. John, we're going to hit the Laurel.
Go ahead. I'm going to put the other doors on.
As the day wears on, one of the last houses on his list is a suburban home north of the city. It looks like the owners left in a hurry. Toys are scattered across the yard. Banog gets to work picking the lock. It's funny, he says. Evicted homeowners always seem to lock the door on their way out and keep the key. Inside, the washer-dryer is still in place. The basement is still full of storage.
Well, the problem is a lot of people will get their notices and they'll do one or two things. They'll ignore it or they'll wait to the last minute. This looks a lot like last minute.
On the refrigerator still are their family's photos. The one in the middle shows a baby playing in the next room, full of toys and furniture.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
After a long day, as he settles into the back of his van to rekey the home's locks, Banog says he's happy for the work. But house after house, one family after another, the job wears on him.
It's not uncommon to, you know, do 10, 15 a week. I did 5, 6 over the weekend. Yeah. And it sucks. It does. I mean, whenever I go to do a foreclosure, I always feel for the family that's there.
Banog says locksmiths see homes and families in a way banks and economists don't.
I saw a note at one a couple weeks back here where the lady had sat down at some point and written down her quote-unquote plan to fix what was wrong. Get a new job, you know, get whatever, little Tommy into a private school. I mean, it was just... It's touching, you know. It gives you an insight into somebody else's life all of a sudden. At least this person has had a self-realization of what's wrong. But now they've lost their house.
As the sun begins to set, it gets chilly.
Hi, Butterfingers.
The dozens of little screws, bolts, and pegs drop through his fingers.
Kind of hard to work sometimes when your hands are cold.
That's the thing about empty houses. They're just as cold inside as they are outside.
That door's locked. This door's locked. Garage door's unlocked.
Banog takes one last look at the front door lock. If these homeowners return to pick up the rest of their belongings, Banog says the reality of their situation will hit them in the front doorway.
Once you walk up to that door and your keys don't work anymore, yeah. It's the finite moment at which it says, you know, it's not your house anymore. Well done.
With this house, anyway. Banog's boss has already sent him a long list of houses to lock up tomorrow. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.